Can you describe the patient in whom you'd start tamoxifen?
Node negative, very low risk, small tumor, HER2 negative, PGR positive, ER positive. So in other words, the patient who at 3 years has an absolute disease-free survival difference between the AI and tamoxifen of something like 0.5% over 3 years.
And then starting tamoxifen was the thought of switching in a couple of years?
Right.
And why would you want to do that?
First of all, if you're going to restrict your total endocrine therapy period to 5 years, which currently remains the standard of care, you're taking two different types of toxicity and combining them. So you're exposing the patient to less tamoxifen toxicity and less AI toxicity. There's very good evidence that the bone toxicity of 24 to 36 months of an AI is very limited, if any, of clinical significance. So you're taking an apple and an orange from a toxicity point of view, and you're sparing the patient 5 years of therapeutic side effect to either agent. Secondly, the cost, of course. And thirdly, the known carryover benefit of tamoxifen, which we still have not corroborated for AIs.
I'd like to hear Eric and then Aman respond to that.
Sure. So I largely agree with Paul. I think that both PGR and HER2 are perhaps not predictive factors, but are prognostic factors. And in a patient at higher risk of relapse in the first few years, I am more inclined to use the AI up front. I still am one who believes that there is likely to be a fairly large group of patients who may do better with two drugs given sequentially than one drug. We're still waiting to get results from Big 198. I don't think there were any data at San Antonio that really shed light on that issue. And I personally believe that ultimately it's going to be about more than 5 years of endocrine therapy. And at the moment, I don't give an AI beyond 5 years because I don't think we have either efficacy or safety data. And yet I feel quite comfortable giving a short course of tamoxifen, meaning 2 to 3 years, followed by 5 years of an AI. So for me, a lot of patients still receive TAM followed by an AI, particularly those patients who I think are unlikely to relapse in the first few years on tamoxifen. And in that patient who has a HER2-positive tumor, I am more inclined to use an AI, although, if anything, the San Antonio data made me question that.
Aman?
I think that most of the things which have been said, I agree. But the thing is, if you look at the data carefully, what Mitch Dossett, our Big 98, shows, that patients who are PGR negative and HER2 positive, the benefit of AIs over tamoxifen is modest, but still it is in the same direction. And the second thing, which from Mitch Dossett data, at least being more familiar with the ATAC data, that patients who we used to think ER-rich, PR-rich patients, we can start with tamoxifen. Actually, if you look at the data which Mitch Dossett showed, the most striking benefit with aromatase inhibitor up front was in that subgroup of patient, where there was striking reduction in the risk of event. Although these are, again, we have to keep in mind, these are retrospective subgroup of a subgroup analysis.